Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is May 30th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Something we do every day, we spend a little time in God's Word, allowing His Word to spend some time on us. Kids from all around the world are joining in to read through the Scriptures, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today's reading comes to us from the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 19 through 28. And then we finish our reading in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar was serious about throwing Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fire. Wait till you see what happened to them. From Daniel chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar was so furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that his face became distorted with rage. He commanded that the furnace be heated 7 times hotter than usual. Then he ordered some of the strongest men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So they tied them up and threw them into the furnace, fully dressed in their pants, turbans, robes, and other garments. And because the king in his anger had demanded such a hot fire in the furnace, the flames killed the soldiers as they threw the 3 men in. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, securely tied, fell into the roaring flames. But suddenly, Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in amazement and exclaimed to his advisers, "Didn't we tie up 3 men and throw them into the furnace?" "Yes, your majesty, we certainly did," they replied. "Look," Nebuchadnezzar shouted, "I see 4 men unbound walking around in the fire unharmed, and the 4th one looks like a god." Then Nebuchadnezzar came as close as he could to the door of the flaming furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stepped out of the fire. Then the high officers, officials, governors, and advisors crowded around them and saw that the fire had not touched them. Not a hair on their head was singed, and their clothing was not scorched. They didn't even smell of smoke. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He sent his angel to rescue his servants who trusted in him. They defied the king's command and were willing to die rather than serve or worship any god except their own God." Incredible! What an amazing moment in these 3 men's lives. Unbelievable. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. For them, the decision was easy. They trusted God completely with their lives, furnace or no furnace. And God rewarded their trust by protecting them in the raging fire. Is there a situation in which you need to trust God completely? You may never be thrown into a blazing furnace, but God is still there for you. He cares about you and will not abandon you ever. This is what John chapter 14 says. Jesus said, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me." Well, how about that? Well, my friends, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible. I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I sure hope you join me. Until that time, remember this: furnace or no furnace, God is worth trusting. And also remember this, that you are loved. How about that? All right, my friends, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You be blessed. Bye-bye.